13 10 09, big claim out of Crevo's mouth today. Big car drivers are better than small car drivers. The base.
Shut up and drive.
Oh, look, to me, it's just plain, obvious, simple. There's not much to this, really, but we'll throw it out there anyway.
Come on.
So Reddit had a photo of a bunch of large cars parked perfectly, may I add, in the small car spaces. And that's because large car drivers are just better drivers. They're used to the big spatial awareness, the big space, and, you know, being alert, being aware, looking around.
No.
Small car drivers, they're used to their car being able to drive through the eye of a needle everywhere and don't have to worry about anything, they think.
Those small cars are definitely in the lines, and you can go to our Facebook page and check out this photo, just FYI. But the thing is, small car drivers are way better. I've seen, and I don't want to point the finger, this may be an unpopular opinion, but in particular, I'll say women in big vehicles struggle. Like,
as if.
No, they do.
You're sexist.
Look, hey, I'm a female saying it.
Pig right now.
That doesn't matter.
I don't care.
So sexist.
No, but it's true. I watch, in particular, sometimes.
Outrageous.
Parents on pickup and whatnot and parking, like, near my house. And I watch, and they can't. It takes them 3 or 4 times to reverse park the big cars, and they still can't get it right. And then
they're carefully backing in.
They're not carefully backing in at all. They end up on the gutter, and they think, oh, stuff it, I'm in a four-wheel drive anyway.
Jade looking after the sisterhood, it seems. Hey, you know what, though? Fascinating when you see a small car driver drive a big car. Like when Jay drove that big Lexus four-wheel drive and I went in the car with her, oh my God.
Scariest thing in your life.
Boom, 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 boom. Over the roundabout, the edge of the roundabout.
Well, that's what
gutter.
I mean. It's easy to
terrible.
Be a worse driver in a big car because you're not worried. You've got bumper bars.
Debbie, are you a big car driver or a small car driver?
100% big car driver. Can't, no sisterhood here, Jade.
They can't drive?
No, the
much
little
better.
Car drivers can't drive.
Oh,
thank
Debbie.
You. Thanks, Debbie. Yeah.
No, Debbie.
I've had to wait for a person in a little car, try and park like 6 times, and then eventually they give up and I just go and reverse straight in.
Yeah, of course.
I'm one of those ones who'll park in the little spaces as well. I've got a V-dub transporter.
Ooh,
before that,
big
I
car.
Had a... an old Holden station wagon, one of the real old long models.
Yeah.
Wide and long.
Long as a boat.
You've always liked it big, Debbie.
Now I can park, even if people beside me can't park, I can still park in there and I get out my sliding door.
What a woman you are, Debbie.
Yeah, you're a legend. And
superwoman.
Thanks for standing up against sexism as well, because
yes.
We don't stand for this on the show.
Oh, please.
Thank you, Debbie.
All right.
Nathan, big car driver or small car driver?
Nah, none of the above. Truck driver.
Oh, you're a really big car driver.
Well,
big car driver.
Look, I have to agree with you there. Truckies, my dad's a truckie, and he's probably the best driver on earth, hands down.
What's the tightest space you've managed to squeeze your big truck into, Nathan?
Your big rig.
We'll take up, for a 12-metre truck, we can park in two car spots.
Really? God, you win by
default,
you?
But you're not really sort of in this debate, Nathan.
Sorry, Jade's cut you off, Nathan. Thanks, brother.
Typical
Thanks
behavior.
For calling, though. Last call. Matt, hey, how are you?
Oh, I'm fantastic. I got a coffee made by my sister's morning with marshmallows in it. I'm loving it.
Hey, mate, big car driver or small car driver?
Big car, and I also drive a glass truck, so...
Well, you got to be extra careful when you're going around corners with that thing.
Oh, yeah, especially going into town in Newcastle and you got, like, these little tight spots and you got to get right up close to the shop front. It's like, right up, here we go.
Exactly. Big car drivers rule.